The Hermitage. One of the worldwide known museums is the Hermitage. The word Hermitage means a place of solitude. This name was given in the 18th century by Catherine II to a private museum housed in a small building adjacent to the Winter Palace and accessible only to the chosen few. In the course of time, the Hermitage grew into one of the greatest museums of the world. At the present, the collections take up 5 interconnected buildings. The museum retains its old name. The accumulation of artifacts led to the formation of new departments devoted to the culture and art of the peoples of the East, of the prehistoric culture, and of the Russian culture. 3 other departments are those of Western European art, classical antiquities, and numismatics. One of the rooms that impressed the visitor the most is St. George Hall. The interior of the room is considered by experts to be a perfect example of the classical style. The room covers about 800 square meters, but does not seem enormous due to perfect proportions. It's decorated in the whitest marble and gilded bronze. The throne hall was used for column assemblies. Members of the Tsar's family, when coming of age, took their oath here. The Leonardo da Vinci Hall is one of the most gorgeous interiors. The hall is decorated in the style of 17th century French Baroque. The Hermitage possesses 2 out of 12 or 14 works surviving from Leonardo. The Rembrandt collection is one of the most treasured possessions of the museum. It numbers 24 canvases. The Malachite room reflects the style of 1839. The columns, pilasters, the floor lamps are veneered with thin plaque of rich green malachite. About 2 tons of malachite were used in decoration of the room.